The lawsuit starts with an old state law. That law, starting back in 1991, makes it illegal for any school district to get less state money than it got the year before. The lawmaker behind the lawsuit, Republican Representative Mario Scavello, says districts that have seen their populations decline or stay about the same are sitting pretty. But he says areas with massive growth, like his own Monroe County district, are forced to hike property taxes to pay for underfunded schools. Take, for example, Scavello's own house.
I'll say a $250,000 house, I've said this many a times, today is built 5 years ago, today is worth about $150,000, and it's got an $11,000 property tax bill on it. $11,000 property taxes. You're really a prisoner in your own home.
Several state lawmakers representing growing regions in York, Berks, and Carbon counties say they support the lawsuit. Scavello says he's personally paying for the legal fees. Mary Wilson in Harrisburg.